This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day. You're vulnerable for good news today. Yes, that's good. Good, 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 good. 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler in this hour of the Good Day program. In depth in a couple of different directions. Mr. Obama speaking yesterday, facing the world body of the United Nations, talking during his speech at the UN on what to do with the Islamic State group, suggesting the only thing they understand is force, a striking shift for someone who's been reluctant to take military action in the past. Here he is speaking about this group and what to do with them.
The terrorist group known as ISIL must be degraded and ultimately destroyed. This group has terrorized all who they come across in Iraq and Syria. Mothers, sisters, daughters have been subjected to rape as a weapon of war. Innocent children have been gunned down. Bodies have been dumped in mass graves. Religious minorities have been starved to death in the most horrific crimes imaginable. Innocent human beings have been beheaded with videos of the atrocity distributed to shock the conscience of the world. No God condones this terror. No grievance justifies these actions. There can be no reasoning, no negotiation with this brand of evil. The only language understood by killers like this is the language of force. So the United States of America will work with a broad coalition to dismantle this network of death.
All right. So the president talks about ISIS. And the other members of the body listen carefully. 140 countries there. The other item of interest, the deadly scourge of Ebola, and what to do about the growing problem that it presents. The issue that many diplomats hope will not become a conflict, because there is certainly conflict when it comes to what's going on in Syria, is how to handle, through the UN or with the leadership of the United States, what to do with a bleak preview that was presented about, in a sense, people ask, why would you want to be president of the United States when there is all of this? Why would you want to be a world leader, in fact, when you face these situations, these problems? Anyway, so to update you on the situation with Ebola, the death toll now, as of today, has risen to 2,917 out of 6,263 cases. This, according to the World Health Organization, in information that was presented to the United Nations yesterday in an attempt to get them to focus on this. But it's tough to focus on just one thing. But in this circumstance, there is reasoning here. I remember talking about this when it first got started, I think back in March and April, talking with some of the doctors who are here. The situation was not a problem to look forward to in terms of the West. And now the situation, if you're looking for some good news out of this, the situation appears to have stabilized in Guinea, but there's a trend upward in Sierra Leone and Liberia. So at least in one country where they've taken action, although in Sierra Leone, the situation this week was aimed at, in essence, curbing movement. But I think, Kenny, if I remember correctly, it was only a three-day deal, wasn't it? You couldn't move around for 3 days. Everybody was pretty much,
yeah.
So Sierra Leone's government says their lockdown revealed that the outbreak is worse than thought. So there are more hot spots, and they are going to be cordoned off. It warned that unless more is done, the situation will rapidly deteriorate. The president of that country put various districts under isolation. Only people delivering essential services can enter and circulate within these areas. In the capital of Sierra Leone, which is Freetown, not to be confused, it's Freetown, South Africa. And the homes are put under quarantine in each one of these communities when there are cases identified in the homes. But you got to remember that homes outside the city are just basically corrugated roofs or cardboard where people sleep when it's the weather's inclement. That's pretty much it. The Ebola outbreak believed to have sickened more than, the number now is up to almost 7,000. And the World Health Organization, not a body that a lot of people have paid attention to because it was more like a lot of the gas that comes out of the United Nations anyway. What are we getting from our listeners? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, Kenny on this.
Scott says, why do Americans have to save the world when the world is not willing to save itself?
Well, because in a sense what we're doing is saving ourselves. Maybe the world isn't interested in it, but I think in this circumstance, the only question I have is about the soldiers that would be put in harm's way there, how they really protect them. But somebody's got to do something. And I think we're way too slow, frankly. Even we're just too slow at reacting to this. Another comment.
Sean says, a health problem in any part of the world can rapidly become a health threat to many or all. Didn't we learn anything from the AIDS crisis?
Yeah. Yeah. It's transportation, the access that people have to pretty much any area of the world. Things are not isolated the way they used to be. So with that in mind, Dr. Ron Hoffman, one of the members of the medical staff on the Good Day program, joins us to talk more about Ebola in more serious terms in just a matter of moments. So stay tuned to that, the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that over 6 billion K-Cups were thrown in landfills last year? K-Cups can't be recycled. They cost up to 3 times the price of BuzzBox Coffee. We know the reusable filter that comes with the Keurig isn't great, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-Cups that are often stale from sitting on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get what you truly would like to have in the best of the best department when it comes to coffee. That would be USDA certified organic shade grown. Top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, help support Eastley Farm. Simply use the solo fill from BuzzBox Coffee and you can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and you can save a heck of a lot of money. $699 a year to be exact. BuzzBox Coffee. Folks, taste the difference. You will love it. Get one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on the BuzzBox.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One mouse bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose to death.
Yeah,
16 and change after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ron Hoffman is here. His website, as I have pointed out many times before and hopefully will point out many times in the future, is one of the best medical resources you can find. Dr. Hoffman, two F's, drhoffman.com. Sign up for his newsletter. Comes out every week. Lots of very important information in there from his studies. So everybody wants to get some sort of piece of this Ebola story. I'm not confused. I guess I'm more concerned now to a point. Do you think the soldiers, let's take this angle, Ron, the soldiers that are going to be assigned over there are in any danger?
No, yeah, absolutely they're in danger. And, you know, it just puzzled me when President Obama said, no boots on the ground in Iraq or Syria, but we're going to send 3,000 troops into harm's way in Africa, where there's an Ebola epidemic raging, and people are doing really strange things. Like they're biting health personnel because they actually believe that it's a plot. That the West is introducing Ebola into Africa to eradicate the population.
To kill all the blacks.
Right, that kind of conspiracy theory. Yeah. But then it dawned on me that, you know
that's one conspiracy theory I haven't thought about. Now that, Richie, I'm really glad Ron's here today because that we can add to my list of conspiratorial theories.
There you go.
We started Ebola in Atlanta and brought it over there to knock off all of the blacks in Africa.
Okay. Yeah, there are actually some people who still believe that AIDS was contrived by the U.S. government to knock out homosexuals and blacks.
Right. You know, the CIA really was selling it on the street corners in L.A.
Fairly prevalent belief. But anyway, then it occurred to me, why are we sending all these troops over there? You know, we have a force that's in readiness in the United States in case something else happens. Not necessarily Ebola, but some sort of horrendous flu virus that's a mutation of what's currently going around, you know, like in the movie Contagion or Outbreak. Mm-hmm. And there are actually troops on the ready, part of Homeland Security or whatever internal apparatus to domestic defense apparatus that is there in case there's some kind of horrendous epidemic and people literally will have to be quarantined or will have to have trucks distributing around hastily prepared vaccines. There's actually plans underway to forestall this kind of thing. So what better training exercise than to send these guys over to Africa for some real life training under rigorous real life circumstances? This may be part of the rationale for why we're doing it. You know, obviously, we want to be good to the Africans and stem the tide of a potentially threatening worldwide epidemic. But part of it is this is a great training exercise for the military.
Wow. This is amazing, huh? It is kind of scary. Okay, speaking of scary, the FDA has approved a new diet pill. Instead of suggesting that you eat properly and exercise and don't eat a lot of sugary foods, let's take a pill and not exercise and not do anything, and we'll all be healthier. You can't imagine how wonderfully healthy you'll be after just taking that pill, folks.
Exactly.
Okay, what's the story?
Well, obviously people have trouble sticking to diets. Cravings are overwhelming. And to some extent, it's not really just a matter of personal willpower. I mean, it is to a large extent, but, people are just overwhelmed by their primal desire to eat a lot of sugar and a lot of junk.
Yeah.
So they've got this new drug. It's called Contrave. Kind of cool name. Mm. It's a combo of two old drugs. They've been around for a long time. There's an antidepressant very commonly used. It's Wellbutrin. It's one of the few antidepressants that tends not to make people gain weight. The Wellbutrin has a pretty good profile on weight gain. They combine it with something called naltrexone, which interestingly is used to reduce cravings for heroin. People who are addicted to heroin take naltrexone to block the craving. So the combo of Wellbutrin and naltrexone somewhat helps to curb cravings.
Huh. Would you prescribe it to anybody that was a client?
I never have. And I'm not a big fan of these things. I really prefer natural approaches to this. You know, there are places that specialize in drug approaches to weight loss. And, let them do that. I like to use the natural approaches. I really don't like the medication.
How about exercising, folks? Don't drink the sugary drinks. That study that's out today about what it does to your teeth, what those sugary drinks, those athletic drinks do to your teeth, don't do it. Thanks, Don. Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com is his website.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Highlights musically of this time of year, 1988 is the year, is the Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction CD, which made it to number one on the album chart, featuring a couple of hits like Welcome to the Jungle, Sweet Child of Mine, You're Crazy, Anything Goes, Rocket Queen, etc., etc. Guns N' Roses.
Oh, love it.
Get out of here. Rock and roll.
This stuff sounds so mild now.
I love it.
You know what?
I know.
It was... We talked about this the other day. Where,
you were saying this the other day.
You didn't like something and now you don't mind it so much.
No.
Like, look at Hendrix.
That we were talking about.
Like the Beatles.
Yeah.
People look at Led Zeppelin like they're, you know, like Captain Neil now.
Yeah.
You know, the Carpenters almost.
Really? Johnny Mathis.
So you listen to this stuff and, you know, back in 1988, you would have been going, oh, God, what's that noise?
Yeah, I would have. It was noise then.
But let me tell you something,
man. It's not as noisy as some of the crap around today, though.
This was right in Ken and I's sweet spot.
Oh,
this
was sixth grade.
Straight down.
All right, Richie, play one of the other cuts, Sweet Child of Mine, a little bit from this LP. Number one this week, 1988, Guns N' Roses. CD's called Appetite for Destruction.
You know, and now Axl is touring, you know, not with Slash, so it's kind of an alternate Guns N' Roses. And he shows up late. Any concert that he goes to that's supposed to start at like 9 o'clock, like the L.A. show, he shows up at like 12:30 and didn't start the show until like 12:30.
So where did what was everybody doing?
They're just standing around.
Drinking.
Drinking beers. That can't be too bad of a scene, can it? Bunch of old Guns N' Roses fans sitting around drinking beers.
Probably a little spot in the audience, too.
Yeah.
Just a little.
A little.
All right. Swing those hips, Axl. Axl.
Axl.
Axl.
Ken, are you doing the Axl bop side
right
now?
Yeah, with your shoulders and your whatever it is.
Your hair's not long enough.
Great band, though.
All right, let's. let's move on.
What a shame.
Musically speaking, we have another artist in the spotlight, Bob Dylan. Again, musically in the focus here.
Oh, I just got whiplash.
Yeah. It's like the revolving door I just walked into is stopping at lock.
Bob Dylan, God knows why, will be honored as the 2015 Music Cares Person of the Year.
Terrible singer, but probably the most amazing songwriter ever.
This is a reward. This is an award for him being a 10-time Grammy-winning songwriter. Going to be honored at their 25th anniversary next February in L.A. Actually, I'd like to go to this. Jennifer, see if you can get his tickets.
Sure. About
that. Nora Jones, Neil Young. I don't know. Would be. Why would they have that at the Nokia Center? Probably, wouldn't they? You think?
Maybe. We'll find out.
Thank you. So let's see here. I said Nora Jones, Neil Young, Willie Nelson, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Bonnie Raitt, Eddie Vedder, John Mellencamp, Los Lobos, Richie, Jack White, among the musicians signed up to salute Bob Dylan. That's a good show. I would like that. I would actually. Honestly, Jennifer, I would like to go to this. Anyway, this is for the Recording Academy's Charitable Foundation. There'll be a little conversation there about royalties. This whole thing about royalties getting paid. Side story, the Turtles, Flo and Eddie, which is all that's left of the Turtles, sued Sirius XM for like $100 million about music that they weren't being paid royalties for before 72, and they won the first seven. Yes, they got everybody in the music business all shook up. 28 after on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What are you worried about? Don't worry about a thing. Just stick around here. I'll ease all of your fears and concerns and worries. No problems after you spend some time listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You'll know even if there are things going on that are irregular, I'll come up with some ideas or we'll collaborate. How's that? Ken Kessler is here with me in this hour of the Good Day program. We're collaborating on a lot of things that are... excuse me, hard to understand. The situation with Apple. Apples are good at this time of year. Both kinds of apples. The ones that come from the orchard and the ones that come from the valley. The valley is in California, and you know what I'm talking about. All of the things, the technology that comes from the valley. The core problem, if you'll pardon the pun, I kind of like that, though, don't you? The core problem with Apple, bending of the new Apple iPhone. There are a couple of different problems, actually. Bugs, bendy phones, that kind of thing. You remember a couple of weeks ago, a story, by the way, you can check on it at DougSteffen.com. A couple of weeks ago, the press and you were fawning all over the new iPhone and that Apple Watch. You see that thing? Anybody bought one of those? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. You got one of those Apple Watches. Kenny, you know anybody who's got an Apple Watch?
I don't think they're out yet. I don't think the Apple Watches are out yet.
All right, but the iPhone certainly is, and people are griping, complaining, angry. And you know what makes it even worse? You've been into an Apple store, Kenny, right? I've been into an Apple store. I have an iPad. I think that's the only Apple device I have, right? Yeah, because the other stuff, Samsung, that's a different sort of a droid thing. But the arrogance of the people who have... I've walked into four or five Apple stores, one of them in Santa Monica.
One of them in my hometown of Framingham. One of them in New York, if I remember correctly. And I remember the other one was on the road when I was traveling cross country. And the people are all like clones of each other. And they all have this. You walk through it and you're asking for help. Obviously, not everybody is as smart as you are, bub, when it comes to the Apple stuff. That's why you're working in the Apple store and I've come to see you to get some help, you arrogant little jerk. And so when you walk in and they shuffle you around or they point to the computer and say, okay, well, you can find the answer over there. I didn't come in to use the computer because probably I have a problem using the computer. That's why if I go to a computer to find out how to fix the problem, I'm not going to be very successful. So I want you to help me. That's why you're standing around in your blue shirts with your pad in your hand and dipping around. So anyway, that's my rant on going into the iPhone store. Anybody wants to, the essence of all of them, they've been filled with people angry about the bug. So Kenny, you can probably better explain what the, there was a new operating system update that disabled, in essence, cellular service and access. So what's that all about?
Well, there was, I think it was just this week, possibly last week, but it was very recent that Apple gave out their latest upgrade, the iOS 8, to upgrade the software in your phones. And it made it so that you couldn't actually use your phone for the purpose of making calls.
Hey, handy. I don't want to use my phone for calls, do you?
No.
Yeah.
There were a couple other glitches with it too, so they've quickly suspended it while they figure out what's wrong. But
so what do people who have these phones do? They're calling Apple and Apple has no answer for them, and there's quite a backlash, by the way. If we go to our Twitter at Good Day and Facebook.com/Good Day, a lot of backlash, and it escalated during the day, underscoring the risks of this high-profile company, which releases a product, and they've created this demand. What a wonderful business story, in fact. They've created demand for their own product, and they, in turn, have created expectations for their problem. Facebook has encountered the same reaction whenever it rolls out a new feature and it goes kaplunk. So right. what do you have from people that are upset about the Apple software?
Well, most of the comments right now are about the problem with the iPhone's bending.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Susan says, you have people paying hundreds of dollars for an iPhone, and then they bend them and break them just to get likes and page views on Facebook.
Ha! That's an expensive. What is it? How much do these things cost? $400? Richie said $400.
$600.
Yeah. So who's going to do that? Somebody who's pretty silly, actually, I would think. All right, so what else have you got?
Brenda says, why is there a need to buy an iWatch when you can just bend the iPhone around your wrist?
That's pretty good. I like that. Oh, my God. All right, keep going.
We've got one more. You'll like this one, too. John says, I think this whole iPhone bend gate thing is from Uri Geller. Is he just upgrading from Spoons?
Really? Wow, what a great thing. I haven't even thought about Uri. Uri, for those of you who may or may not know, is one of my very good friends. And in essence, you remember that he became internationally famous in the 70s for bending spoons. And he still does that. And so this is what he bends a lot of other things, too. He bends keys, pretty much anything that's metallic. You can see that. So we have the story about the glitch at DougStephan.com. We have the story about the bending at DougStephan.com. Both of those things. And there are other technology stories in here that are pretty fascinating. The self-driving truck that Mercedes-Benz has introduced. We've talked a lot in various parts. You can check out several different hours over the course of the week of conversation that we've had here and there about self-driving cars and the trucks that could be self-driving and what that does to the safety quotient. What does that do to for example, I'm really happy when I'm driving. I love to drive. Now, am I always paying close attention? No. But I'm pretty much aware of my surroundings, so under the circumstances, I think I'm a pretty good driver. But there are a lot of people who are not good drivers. So do they, this is a philosophical question a lot of people need to sort of think about. Because you, for example, may enable your children, it's easier for you, and that's how most parents think today, Kenny. It's easy. Okay, yeah. I'm going to get my child get a driver's license as soon as he or she can, and we get her a car, and then we don't have to worry about them anymore bothering us because we have a lot to do. We've got golf to play. We've got things to do. You know, understand. It makes it a lot easier. But because of your actions, think this through right now, if you will. Because of your actions, the government and its colleagues or unindicted co-conspirators who are trying to control everything in your life use the statistics that come forth about automobile accidents, and they proclaim that with the new system that will be developed by the year 2025, remember that song? In the year 25. Okay, so 500 years away from that. If man is still alive, we won't be doing anything, and maybe a lot sooner than that, and you won't be driving. But the excuse the government is giving you, or will give you, if you haven't seen it already, if you do a little research on this, is that driving is dangerous for people who are inexperienced. So this will take all the danger out of driving. Everybody will be safe. Last year, 34,000 people were killed on the nation's highways. Much of it because of drinking while you drive or smoking pot or doing something like that or texting. So you can do all those things in the comfort of your car now, and the car will drive itself. You don't have to worry about a thing. And the reason is because this is safer. You can pursue your own little world and not be endangering people on the road. So in doing that, yeah, maybe that's good because you'll be safer theoretically. But all your movements are tracked. Everybody's going to know where you are, what you're doing, because these cars will have the technology that will basically record everything that you're doing, every place you go, every stop that you make. You know, that's where you're headed. It's the same as the medical situation now. We all are going to be tracked. Doctors are required with the new Obamacare to have every bit of information on file an electronic database that people in the government can pursue, so they can decide the old business about whether you live or you die looking at your charts over the years. This is the kind of stuff we're headed for. This is all about technology. Is Apple to blame? I don't know. I guess maybe you are because you're using all this stuff. 16 before the hour. Up next, Greg Stebbin on this new Apple iPhone. Does it really bend? We'll find out in a moment.
So much has changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with Geico, we always had good car insurance.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. times, a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262. This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find store near you.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TACC, certified to operate by Shed. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
Joining us now on Good Day is Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine. The iPhone 6. Apparently, what we're finding, or I'm not finding it, so I shouldn't say we, what some are finding, Greg, is that they can bend their phones. Is it because they're made out of aluminum? Because they're cheap? You know, we could do this as a multiple choice. A, I can bend my my iPhone 6 because, one, it's cheap. Two, it's made of aluminum. Three, it's cheap. And we can go from there with the... How much does it cost, these iPhone 6s?
Well, Chris, most
you
pay for
yours?
Get one.
Oh, I should know. I'm paying for it. $499.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You're not holding your breath as you're waiting for me to pay, are you? Anyway, Greg, so what's the story here?
I don't think cheap is the answer. I mean, you could look at the price or you could look at the quality of manufacturing. I just don't think cheap is a factor.
Could you bend the iPhone 5?
No.
There were reports of the iPhone 5 being bent.
I've got one in my hands.
Richie says no.
Yeah. So what's happening with these, Greg?
Well, they're bigger. And if you do compare it to the iPhone 5, I mean, you can see the construction itself could lend itself to bending. I mean, these phones are very, very thin.
So lots of reports of it bending?
It's hard to... Is it the same report over and over again, or is it lots of reports? There's a video circulating, and I'll post it up on Twitter. I'm at menshealth.com/radio. The guy literally, in his hands, bent it with the intention of putting enough pressure to make it bend. But he said that even before he did that, just carrying it in his pocket for a few days put a very slight...
So what does that do to the glass?
Well, that's right. I mean, there's a couple of issues here. One is the display. It's going to potentially affect the quality of the display. Mm-hmm. And ultimately may end up giving you a line across it where you don't get a display at all. So that's issue number one. There's also a potential battery issue here. I mean, that kind of bending, that battery is not built to be bent. So you have all kinds of problems with the battery not charging.
How could they make this bigger mistake? How could they foul this up like this?
Well, I mean, Doug, I think one of the challenges is for Apple is nobody else makes a product that sells this quickly and in this quantity. So you know, if you're selling things in a more normal set of circumstances, I think you are selling more phones over time, manufacturing them over time, and you have time to catch these kinds of flaws and prepare for them. In the case of Apple, it manufactured millions of these to meet the initial demand, and it's not that uncommon in manufacturing for you to find that some products have a flaw. It may be that all of them are flawed. Boy, that's going to be a big problem for Apple. But I'd say if you have an iPhone 6 now, this seems to pertain more to the iPhone 6 Plus because of its increased size. I wouldn't panic about it. I'd just watch.
How about not buying one? Buy an iPhone 6 and forget the Plus. Yeah, right. There you go. Sounds like good advice. Greg Stebbin, tech editor for Men's Health Magazine on the i6, excuse me.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So when did you know you wanted to be a model?
I guess it would have to be the first time I went to the second grade. I caught my reflection in the spoon while I was eating my cereal, and I remember thinking, wow, you're ridiculously good looking. Maybe you could do that for a career.
Do what?
Be professionally good looking.
Baby.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read.
Good. No, a movie this comes from now. The movie is Zoolander, number one movie during this week in 2001. The wise guys sing the movie music we get into movie moments with. Start the commotion from Zoolander.
You think you're too cool for school? I got a newsflash for you, Walter Cronkite. You aren't.
I thought I heard that clip recently, and I don't know why. Some other source. All right, Chuck Curry, our movie person, is here on Good Day with some movie news. I'm sure that his featured, he's got a wonderful feature. Actually, I was going to say feature, but features. Entertainment Today and Beyond, it's a blog, it's a website, following video, DVDs, all kinds of things that you see. Netflix, things that are available for your consumption. If you have nothing better to do with your time, and a lot of us, like Jennifer, haven't got anything better to do with our time, so we'll watch all this good stuff.
That's right.
All right, reviews coming up and movie moments. Stand by, or movie news.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, third-party widgets have been a staple on Android for years, but they finally made their way to iDevices. Well, sort of. Apple won't let you install widgets to your home screen, but you can add some widgets to your notification center. Here's what you do. First, make sure all of your apps are up to date. The App Store has allowed automatic updates since iOS 7, so chances are good you're all set. Next, head into the notification center by swiping down from the top of your home screen. It'll look similar to how it did in iOS 7, but at the very bottom is a new button, Edit. Tap Edit, then scroll down to the Do Not Include section. Apple disables all third-party widgets by default, so add whatever widgets you want to the list above and rearrange their order to your liking with the hamburger icon on the right. Not all widgets are created equal, so pick and choose the ones that make sense with how you use your phone. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, what's in the movie news bag, Chucker? Today,
filming currently underway, Doug, on a third entry in the popular Taken franchise. Actor Liam Neeson returns along with a $20 million paycheck to do so. The film will come out January 9th, 2015. Liam Neeson currently in the movie A Walk Among the Tombstones. Other news, in a recent interview, Keanu Reeves says he's now open to doing a Speed 3. He took a pass on Part 2. It's hard to believe, Doug, it's been 20 years since the original Speed with Keanu Reeves and Dennis.
Yeah, but when's he going to come back? Bill and Ted Part 3.
So would Sandra Bullock, the question is, does Sandra Bullock come back for Speed 3?
I think that would be the imperative question, because the studio would certainly be open if Sandra Bullock, I'm guaranteed they would say yes to Sandra Bullock.
Because there certainly are more modern buses that could go faster than 50 miles an hour, yeah.
One other bit of TV news, actor Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn confirmed as the male leads in season 2 of HBO's True Detective. In my opinion, great career move, because the better writing is where it's at on television. If you had to pick, let me ask you a question. If you could only go to the movies or watch TV, what would you do?
It depends on what's playing.
Yeah, TV.
I'm going to go with TV, because I think TV in the last 5 years is a better medium over.
I like seeing things on the wide screen. I think there's an event to it, and
that
not
I
many
agree with. I
people
agree.
Have big
when
TVs.
When you watch shows
does.
Like The Walking Dead or Ray Donovan, or
who wants to watch those shows?
Mad Men. TV's better.
I want to revive. Why don't you come to Framingham and revive some of the films? Like, let's do Mary Poppins. What do you think?
I did it. Yeah, I love it.
Right, there you go.
I hosted a revival of Psycho 1 and Psycho 2 on Sunday night, and we had about 60 people come out. I bought a sheet cake for the audience, a Norman Bates sheet cake, and gave it out to the audience. I had a great time.
You showed Mary Poppins in between the two.
All right. Hi, let's go back in history. On this day, 1999, movies debuting Double Jeopardy with Tommy Lee Jones and Ashley Judd. Greenwood was the bad guy. It was a very good movie, I thought. Let's see here. Jacob the Liar with Robin Williams, Alan Arkin. I don't remember that.
Neither do I.
Bob Balaban.
Sort of a misfire at the box office.
Was it really?
Holocaust film, I believe.
Do you think there's a... I saw a treatise that movies were too loud for children. There's some activists who are trying to get the movies that especially are made for children to not be so loud because it hurts their ears.
They're all loud, there's no doubt. If you go to the multiplex, they're very, very loud.
So what do you do about that? Is there anything?
I don't think they're going to do anything about it.
They are loud, though. All that noise that you... Oh, it's always... Bong, boom, bong, bang, boom, boom, bong.
That kind of stuff. Exactly what they sound like.
Right. Hi, Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Good Day.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning.
$820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.